Good morning, Pop Chasers, and happy May 24th, you guys. It is Tuesday. I'm Allison, and I'm the host of Pop Chaser, weekly pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. And today I am joined by Karen Pratty. If you remember, she came on and talked about the mess that was, what was it? Was it Selling Sunset?
It's so funny because I was trying to remember the name of the show talking
what
to
Pratty. What is it?
It was The Ultimatum, but I already forgot about, like, I could not bring that name to my head. And I was like, is this, am I sick or like, am I?
It is interesting. No, I just think it was a flash in the pan.
It came and went. Like, I know they already have two other seasons that are like filmed and currently filming. They have two.
Right.
So, which means we're going to have to talk, but maybe not. Like, I don't know.
I still care about the Love is Blind cast, and I couldn't tell you one name. I know Madeline and Colby had a baby.
True. And I have like a girl crush on Ray. So she pops up in my Insta stories sometimes, but that's about it. Like, yeah, it's funny to think that just like, it wasn't that long ago. It might've been like 2 months ago or something.
Yeah, if that.
And I can't believe that I don't remember like any of it. I tried to make it a thing for myself. I think I was almost egging myself on, like, come on, let's.
Oh my God.
But it really, yeah, who knows?
That was me with Friends from College on Netflix. I was like constantly trying to push that down people's throats. And then when it got canceled, I like wrote people at Netflix, like, you guys have made a huge mistake.
Bring it back. I love Friends from College. That's funny.
Yes. Like,
two fans? No, there's got to be more.
There was maybe three or four total, but it was rough. And I was like, what is Colby Smulders supposed to do? Michael Keegan Key's living on residual checks at this point for Key and Peele.
100%. But yeah, I don't know what she is supposed to do.
I know. I'm worried about her. I mean, she didn't have a long running sitcom, one of the most successful ones in television.
But still.
But what is she going to do?
What is she going to do now? I'm nervous.
Okay. But Karen is here because, you guys, we have had, the Lord giveth and he taketh away. And he did take the ultimatum from our brains, but he did also give us, Bravo. And it's been a good few weeks on Bravo. Obviously, like, Summer House came to an end. I feel like we've like talked about like the, like, it was just such a bummer. Like, I was at a wedding this weekend and everyone, we were just like, Paige lost me. She lost me.
Wait,
did you like her during the reunion?
I understood her during the reunion.
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear how you understood her because I have a theory too, but it's not a good one.
Okay. So like, wait, when I say understood, maybe it's because I have never really taken a liking to Lindsay Hubbard.
Okay.
Like through it all, I've always been like, I never liked her really. Mm-hmm. I like to watch her. I like the drama that ensues from her. But a lot of times I'm just like, shut. Like, I feel like I just want her to stop talking sometimes. Mm-hmm. This season, she irritated me. No, I mean, I was for her like hot girl summer stage.
Oh yeah.
But that whole like, I give my whole heart, like whatever. I really don't like Danielle. And like the company you keep always says a lot about you. So the thing is I sort of side with where Paige and Ciara are coming from in the sense that like when they entered the house, I don't think Lindsay was ever a nice girl to them. I don't understand the infighting about Austin Kroll at all, but still like, so I get why Paige was like, did not turn her head. Was she being a little brat? Was she being a little like, acting like a toddler, like on the mat at daycare, like just being a stubborn little jerk. But I love that yellow skirt.
Oh my God. Yes.
And I do. And I have to say, I appreciate somebody who's just like, I'm not fucking talking to you. Then that being said, she's also in love with Craig Conover. So I don't know. I mean, I'm
you are the company you keep, as you say.
I know. All right. So there we go. I'm a hypocrite. Like, I get it.
Let me kind of explain my point of view, because I do agree with everything you said. Lindsay is, and this is going to be some tough love right now, never going to be happy.
Never. I feel
that's a tough thing to swallow. Like, she will never, I don't care what she says about her and Carl. Like, she is She could ruin every relationship she's ever will be in. And I know that's so mean.
No, but you know what? What you're saying is something, and this might be a little too personal, but maybe I don't like Lindsay because I'm watching her and I'm like, stop sabotaging yourself, right, girl. And it might be I'm looking at myself and like in my own insecurities, my own therapy journeys and like whatever. And maybe it's projection. Maybe I don't like her because I see a little Lindsay in myself. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you need to take a breath. Put down, I mean, yeah.
So I get that. And I do think like Lindsay is a tortured soul. Mm-hmm. I also think Paige is a brat, but brats know brats. And I'm more than happy to say, you know, game recognizes game. I think, and here's what my take was. I feel like we have a bit of Jax, Taylor Couchy syndrome going on, because you know how Jax started turning on people when he realized he was slipping from the ranks of being the number one guy in the group. And let's be honest, Jax was never the number one guy.
He was never the number one guy, but he thought he was.
That
was enough to propel to.
Yes.
Right.
To make him the villain. Mm-hmm. And they say you either die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain, they being Batman. And I think that that could be happening to Paige. I don't think Paige is as bad as a person as Jax at all. Jax is like a piece of shit. But like Paige is, I think, seeing something she could have had. And then she saw people come behind Lindsay this summer, like rally behind Lindsay. And I think that she is, I think there's an element, and I hate to say this, you know, with two strong women, an element of jealousy of how people have turned on Paige because of Craig.
Because of Craig.
How she is not the number one couple on Bravo. It's Carl and Lindsay now. And I think that she only knows how to retaliate in the same way Jax knows how to retaliate, which is to just completely make a villain out of the person that's taking away what you want so badly. Because I did not see any point where poor little Paige needed help being popular on Summer House. Like, come on, that girl never ever went to a party where she felt like an outsider. And if she did, she never said it. So, you know, I'm a little like skeptical of it.
Okay.
That is just, that's, look, we'll see what happens. Also, Paige has like a bajillion more shows for her to like, she's going to take over Summer House or Southern Charm. Can't wait for Southern Charm.
I cannot wait for that. Like, I mean, that's the fact that Naomi is back. Is she like full-time cast?
Full-time cast. And it's like, but I was talking about this with Sam Bush, Bravo historian, like the way they introduce her is like when Bethany returned to like season 8 of New York, as if like Naomi is who we've been waiting for. That right. It would be like if Cameron came back, I guess.
Oh, right. True. But the thing is, yeah, I guess, but I might be feeding it. I don't know. I might have.
Oh,
like,
I can't wait.
Wait, because I can't wait. You're right. I was like, I didn't know I was waiting for her to come back. But the fact that now Craig now has a storyline, actually. And the fact that there's the page of it all with Naomi involved, I love that. And you're right. You know what? I might have to eat it when Southern Charm airs, because I think we're going to see it. We're going to see another side of Paige, mm-hmm. like not Hamptons, New York. We're going to see Paige out of her element with her like boyfriend. It might gross me out. I don't know how I'm going to react. I don't know how I'm going to, like, I don't want to see them like, you're right.
Then we've got Vermont Paige too. We have so many pages.
Exactly. See, I think I might just have blinders on, because I really, mm-hmm. I like Paige. Like, I want to, mm-hmm. like, I want to be your friend.
I get it.
Oh, no, I couldn't, because she's like too much. Like, I'm not, we're nowhere near, like I'm a gray hoodie and jeans girl. Like, she would never want to be seen in public with me, but I like her. Like, I aspire to be a Paige ever. I don't know.
Oh, I get that. And I think we all aspire to be a Paige. Like, right. I mean, this girl literally like took, and God bless her, a little Instagram story and has made an Amazon fashion line, which is ugly as shit, but like,
she's making money
off of it.
Yeah,
like, and you know, who's not? Me.
I am not getting that bag. So good for her for just doing her own thing. Not to like get too far away from it, but just like, I just needed to get this off my chest. I'm so excited to watch like Shep and Austin apparently physical fighting. And the fact that it's like that Spider-Man meme where like they're both pointing at each other. It's like the two biggest douchebags on, or actually the three biggest douchebags on planet Earth, trying to prove that like which one is the bigger douchebag. Like, yes. I don't know. That's gonna be funny to watch out. Southern Charm is like this little gem for me, and always has been, because I kind of forget about it when it's gone. Mm-hmm. But then when it's on, it is everything. Like as soon as I heard like the theme music play in the trailer, like that, I mean, it's a banger, by the way.
Okay. When they start the episodes with like the haunted version of it, and it's like,
oh yeah, you know,
and you're like, something's happening.
We're going to get a pan shot of like somebody's apartment in a total mess. Like the night was long. Like, no.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see Shep in a physical fight, because like hit grandfather time is like Ken falling in the pool at Lisa in his house. Like you're like worried about his hip.
I'm very worried about his hip. And the thing about the Southern Charm kid, like people, they're older, like they're pushing 40.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Shep like
Shep's over 40, I think. Over 40. Yeah.
So it's extremely fun to just watch. Yeah. So I'm very,
I can't wait. It's just so good. And I mean, we have some new cast members, and then some, I also like just thrilled that like Catherine's boyfriend, like throws it back at her very easily, where he's like, don't you see, like, you're the problem.
Like when everybody has an issue with you,
you're the common denominator.
Like,
but she'll never get that. And that's why her and Thomas were perfect together.
Oh God.
And I would never wish that upon someone, but I just am saying.
I was doing like right now, like literally right now.
This moment. I feel like he's like on the toilet.
Or he's like on a golf course, but not. He's like already, he might already be like, I just want to know what, I don't know why. I actually didn't know I thought that, but just it popped into my mind. And now I'm like, actually like.
What's checking in?
What's the weather like in Charleston? Are you golfing? Like, are you already into it?
Okay. So we have, since we've last spoken, gotten some Atlanta Housewives and Beverly Hills. Let's start with Atlanta, since it was on just a couple of days ago. The return of She by Sheree, a welcome return.
I'm into the return. I don't understand where to actually, as I was watching, I was thinking like the drop, I guess it's going to play out. We're only like three or four episodes in.
Yeah.
And from like the more to come, like whatever, like there's, it looks like we're going to get, I mean, I was just delighted. Like when mm-hmm. when I tuned in like day one, like the first premiere, I'm delighted by Atlanta. I love the Sheree that is back. I'm not understanding. Like, I think the drama between Sheree and Drew feels super forced to me with the assistant. I'm totally interested in that. And I'm actually, there's not like a single, well, but what, 'cause what is captivating me is, the Drew and Ralph of it all. Like they basically had like, I mean, that therapy session when that was agreeing with Ralph.
Dr. Ken.
I was like Dr. Ken and Kevin Samuels were obviously friends. Like, it was a lot. I love when Kenya starts to like, cause he's triggering for me too.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Kenya in the latest episode, like called him out over the table, but everybody, it's just like, it is insane. And I feel sad. I'm waiting. I hope that Drew one day has her Ashley Darby moment eventually down the line. I'm not sure how that's going to happen. Because I can't judge Drew. Now that I know what her marriage is like, I feel like I can't judge her as a housewife until he's gone. Because she is so broken. Like she is literally being like, I don't know.
It's truly
emotionally abused.
The whole gaslighting like definition was like upsetting. It was like, meanwhile, like we're trying to pretend like we're interested in dropping with Drew. And I'm like, I don't give a shit about the only thing I need you to drop is that 180 pounds of dead weight that is sleeping next to you at night.
Exactly. So like, I'm interested in that. I just love, like, I feel like Atlanta is always just, it's joyful to me. Like mm-hmm. even the edit, I think if we had to give an award for like best editing team ever, they are the best editing team.
We were just saying that, like, I don't know who these cheeky little minks are that are putting the chyrons up, but the way they drag these women and their partners through the mud is just incredible. I mean, speaking of dropping with Drew, the way they were like 25 pounds less and they like put, I mean, put
the picture up, like,
my hand went to my mouth the same way yours just did. I mean, they are just merciless and it's incredible. Right. It's incredible to watch because you feel like they are a character than themselves.
They all, exactly. And what's funny too, is like, on Watch What Happens Live after last night, Candy even looked at, because Andy was like, who do you think wrote that thing about you sucking dick in a locker room or whatever? And she's like, I was hoping that you guys were going to do something shady and show it on the episode. Like, and he goes, and he laughed and he goes, we'll definitely get into it in the reunion. Cause they have the footage of who wrote them. And Candy was right to even like say, like, I thought you guys were going to reveal that. I also, the stuff with, I have so many things to say about the Candy and Todd storyline. I don't, because I might be like one of three people that is watching Candy and the Gang. And on that show, they are just a little perfect little business power couple, you know, like a Ken and Lisa situation. And actually her like nephew or cousin or whatever, him and his girlfriend were the ones that showed up in the pasties.
Oh, like, really?
You wouldn't know unless you knew, but like she, and like,
it was family.
It was family. Like, so that cracks me up. The Candy sex stuff is always like really like bizarre to me. The fact that she gave everybody like vibrating remote control panties for a trip to New York. I'm like, what was Kenya supposed to do with those?
Right.
Like, who's pressing the button for Kenya? I mean, I mean, whatever, but
I love it.
It was very odd. And but the condo thing, like, I'm just like, okay.
Oh,
I don't know. It doesn't, the condo,
the way Kenya came for him. And he's just like, you need to do this. And their Bob the Builder hat. Oh my God, her construction hat. And she's just tearing into him for like the blue tile work. And look, it's the tri-state area.
It's Fort Lee, New Jersey, which I get it. It's right across the bridge from like, you know, like upper Manhattan. But Candy is right. If you're going to New York with their level, you don't need a little like Airbnb in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Like you get the penthouse in Tribeca, like or wherever, you know,
right.
Pick your fancy hood. So I do want to like, and Todd's like, I'm from here. I'm like, I don't need it. I don't think that you need to stay in Fort Lee. Sure. Keep it as a property, rent it out, but you don't need to bring family. Like, sure. Fine. Whatever. I don't know about
this. This is our weekend getaway.
Right. But this is not like, we're going to go to New York. Yeah, no. And it was like very like 90. Yeah. I just don't understand.
That's great. What are your thoughts on Marlo?
I'm so excited to get to know Marlo a little bit more. Like I didn't know about those boys.
I didn't either.
She is so abrasive. She is so abrasive.
Because I do find her as like a mother figure in this mother role for these two boys fascinating. When she goes to Candy and she's like, you haven't invited us over once. And it was so abrasive. And Candy's like, okay, but you did not invite me over.
Like, I didn't know you wanted to have a fucking play date. Like,
and she's like, well, when do you want to hang out? And then Marlo said, the one thing that I envy people. She goes, tonight, come over tonight.
And Candy, you saw Candy's face. And I was like, that's not going to happen.
She didn't understand. That was a social contract where you just play ball and you're like, yeah, soon. We'll do this soon. We'll get together.
Tonight. Like, how about like when we like shut down for filming, like, well, I'll just drive back with you and we'll like have a little pool party. Like, what the fuck? I mean, Marlo's a lot. The peaches are already well earned.
100%.
She is a complete shit star. Like even just sitting in the chair, getting on this week's episode, she's like talking to Sheree, I think, getting her makeup done for the night. And like, she's like, I forget what she was saying, but she's like, I'm just saying, like, she's the queen of like the, I'm just saying, like, I didn't say that, but I am going to put it out there that like that
allude to
must
it.
Mean that Todd is cheating on Candy or like that there's no money. Like you're just like, whoa, come. She's like so much. I feel like this entire seat, I mean, I don't know. I'm like the La Archive of it. Like what is,
oh my God. She spelled it wrong. La Archival.
I feel bad about the spelling. Was it like intentional? Why didn't anybody just like tell
her?
Why didn't
anyone tell her? She has earned
they're that scared speech. Of her because they're scared.
And I think like I kind of hate when people are like, she understands the assignment, but like, this is a woman who genuinely has not given anyone anything about how she has her money. And the way she teases it and is like in on the joke now makes it so fun. No, because I at this point, I could care less. I really don't care.
And like, I don't understand like how like Candy keeps harping on like the billionaire that she mm-hmm. dated, like, I don't know, in 19, but like, how did Marlo's been to jail, right? Like, am I wrong?
I thought so. Right.
Yeah. I think she's done. I could Google that and fact check that, but like, or at least she's been like arrested. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
she's a hard chick, you know? Yes. So to be honest with you, I feel like I want to know where the money, like I could create this like really like crazy fantasy where Marlo was like, I don't know, in on something that she was like wasn't drunk. Like, I don't know.
Okay,
like,
she was 23 at the time, and she was arrested in 1999 for aggravated battery, great bodily harm. She was released later that day.
Okay.
But then it says reports say that she served time for her aggravated battery felony conviction. Online reports show she served 4 months in jail and was released in early 2000. So
she's not like a kingpin. She's just like, what? No. Exactly. Okay. So I was sort of hoping that it was like, I don't know, like, was your ex like a, right. was it Chapo? Like, I don't know. Like, or something.
Yeah.
I don't,
there's something that we're going to learn in like the spinoff with Marlo. That'll be worth that.
Marlo's an interesting, like I'm glad that she's here, and you're right. She does, like, I don't even know that she does understand the assignment. I think she's really just being herself. Like,
even better.
Which is like, mm-hmm. I know that she's a what kind of woman who knows that the cameras are on her and whatever. And she is trying to drop.
Yeah. But I don't need like a Heather Gay where I'm like, oh no, suddenly you're too aware of your role here. And like, you're losing me. Marlo, you're right. There is a sense where I'm like, oh, you are just being you.
Yeah. Although that is a fine line to walk. I wonder how it comes off after a season. Like, that could be a season two with her full peach status. Oh,
then you sophomore seasons are like the worst seasons for most housewives.
They're rough. Yeah. And then she's been like a guest for so long that it could go either way with Marlo. So I will like a little TBD on Marlo, but right now I want to eat up.
I also am over Candy and her acting. Like, I just don't care to see her run lines anymore. Any acting housewife. I don't care about any of their roles. I don't care that Kyle was asked back for another Halloween 17.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. A lot of time on that. Exactly. If it's not Luann singing into a microphone at rehearsal, I don't want to see any side gig action at all. I only appreciate Luann because it's so deeply, deeply hilarious.
I totally agree. Okay. Well, we did just slightly bring up Beverly Hills. So let's jump on over. Let's head over West Coast. So we are just a couple episodes in, episode 3, and we're out of the gate, right? Hot out of the gate. We got a home invasion. And we've got Harry Hamlin's 70th birthday party. Almost forgot. How could I?
How could you forget that Harry Hamlin is 70 and never look better?
Look better. Also, do you know what's so crazy is like the first two episodes have taken place over the course of, I think, I'm not even exaggerating, 72 hours. Yeah.
Close. Exactly. So I was really excited. I think I even like, you know, like they got in touch with you and just like, yo, I'm really excited. Beverly Hills is going to be like great, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I don't know. Here's my thing. All right.
Let's say it.
So the whole Sutton Watch What Happens Live thing. She dropped that bomb. And I think she was dropping that bomb in like a Lucy apple juice sort of way. Like she was like, let's start. Because it was like a month. They showed it was like a month or two before they started filming, right?
Mm-hmm.
She drops this thinking, I think that she's going to like have some drama that might go, I don't know, whatever. She mm-hmm. didn't know. She couldn't have predicted that Dorit was going to have a gun held to her head.
No.
And I think Sutton really, I don't know that whole, the ticket thing. I don't care about it. The logistics, I don't understand.
Mm-mm.
And I'm a little nervous that it is going to turn into, and her response to Dorit, I didn't have a gun to my head, but I'm busy. And Lisa mm-hmm. Rinna didn't pay for tickets or whatever. We might fall into the Beverly Hills sinkhole that we do where it's this storyline where you're like, okay, this is good for like episode 1, 2, 3. What are you giving me afterwards? It does look like we're going to get some other good meat with like cat. I don't understand why cat, like, there's some,
oh, we'll get into it. We'll get
okay.
into
it. Okay. But I feel like the Sutton thing felt very overly produced, and yeah. I'm a little nervous about how it's going to roll out and how much they're going to beat the dead horse.
So Sutton loves to do like this thing that's been driving me crazy. And that's Lisa.
Lisa.
And then she stares and then doesn't say anything for like 10 minutes.
And you're like,
and it's so uncomfortable. She did to Erica last season. Kyle. And then you're like, what Sutton is saying? But I agree with you. I worry that we're going to make this a much bigger thing. Because I also don't care at this point, I don't care. It was kind of fun at the time.
Sure, of course.
But I watched that Watch What Happens Live. And I was like, woo, I feel like,
ooh, I was like
election night. I'm in. My eyes are peeled. I've got, you know, I'm in, but no, now I'm kind of like, I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm over it. And like, and I really do think that it was, I mean, I believe in my heart of hearts that Sutton was trying to produce herself a little bit for the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. And then realize that nobody was going to give a fuck about her because, sorry for my line.
Because of Dorit.
And also like, I mean, I am not a very emotional, I mean, I'm emotional, but I'm not like a sappy person.
Same.
Hearing Dorit tell that story, like I like shed a tear like that.
So did I.
I mean, that is some terrifying shit, but I can't believe that Sutton Strack walked in and literally went, because even if you think that, even if you're like, yo, I don't care about Dorit, it's like breaking yeah. like down, you don't care, fine. More like all power to you. But the fact that she goes, sorry, I don't have a gun to my head. And then like literally like double, and Kyle's pushing her, but Kyle is right.
Kyle was getting her, you know, her Halloween role for like the next 10 films by like trying to produce one single tier. But I will say like it was horrible timing for Sutton. She didn't get the text message where it was like, hey guys, we're gonna wear pink tomorrow. Everyone wear pink. So she showed up in black and then everyone was like, what are you doing? Like where, and she's like, I thought I have my own fires I'm putting anyway. No. Sutton, yeah. But I think Sutton, I am hoping that goes like the way
Sutton. You like Sutton. I can tell in your little face.
I think that she it's like, I love when someone makes Lisa Rinna a plot line, because Lisa Rinna is a pro at making everything but Lisa Rinna a plot line. Give me one plot line that Lisa Rinna has actually been involved in.
Oh,
there's Alice. Nothing. She's nothing. Yeah. Even like she's right. close to death kind of comments. Like those are things that she was reiterating. She was saying someone said she never is involved. Meanwhile, her daughters hate her and are constantly moving to New York. I didn't know you could move to New York so many times permanently. And we're not talking about that.
We're not. Oh yeah. Cause right. Didn't like last season, like Amelia came home and then like,
yes. Well, they're always coming home because they have anxiety, Karen.
They have issues. And like, why you would run through your mother, like Lisa Rinna mother figure. Like,
and then they go on TikTok and drag the woman for being like a cold hearted bitch. And
no,
this is alleged. I don't know. I just see things. I see things.
And you're right. Cause even like the Denise Richards of it all, Lisa Rinna made that about like, she's peripheral. Like that whole, like, you're so mad. But that was like an epilogue to the season. Like yes. even her involvement in that was epilogue. It was like, 3 weeks after, you know what I mean? Like it was very much at the very end. So I guess calling Lisa, I mean, I know there's like a whole cohort of Bravo fans that like hate Lisa Rinna or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't like Lisa Rinna, but I like her. I feel like for me, it would feel odd. Although I felt that way about Portia and Atlanta and whatever. I don't really miss it.
Yeah, I don't like either.
If there wasn't, and I love Portia and I hate Lisa, but I feel it would be the same way where I don't want her gone because I feel like she's such a, like, I don't know.
She's,
I feel like
she's like a figurehead of the show.
The show at this point. But if she were gone, what would we, I mean, it would actually, you're right. We might even get better storylines. And like, because I know I'm between her and Kyle, they are the supreme producers. Mm-hmm. Like they are really working the behind the scenes. They're leaking, they're doing all that, whatever. So.
And I will say this. Oh, and okay, really quickly, like I'm ready for Erica to just be like this batshit crazy woman this season, because last season was like, is she a villain, but in like the sense of like the actual crimes that Tom is being accused of, allegedly. But
I'm glad you got that in.
I'm just trying to get all those words in there. but she has never been charged. Now it's more just like, oh, you could just be like a piece of shit human. And she is leaning into that when she is like maniacally laughing at that, at Harry Hamlin's 70th birthday party in the Andes Hotel lobby.
She's crazy.
Crazy. And I'm excited because she says basically like, are you with Diana, who, you know, I'm fascinated by Diana. She and her hot 33-year-old, I almost just said son, fiance.
I mean, her son is
also hot. Like, 22.
All right. So that's out of, all right. That's a little
but she, I'm fascinated by her so much. And I can't wait. But she says like to Erica, like, are you trying to make me the villain? Because everyone was like, you were the villain last season. Erica's like, yeah.
Yes. I am. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm doing it. I love it. No, I'm ready. Cause I was, Erica lost me for a minute at the end of last season and like throughout. But to be honest with you, I'm with you on that. I like that she's having, I mean, I love how she said that she like was sleeping with some guy. And I think it was Rena who was like, oh, cause you haven't had that. Cause you've been married. And I was like, well, bullshit. Like you weren't fucking Tom Girardi.
Sure wasn't.
20 fucking years. No. But so I'm glad to see that too. Yeah, no. And she was on Watch What Happens Live with Christine Quinn of all people. I watched that one.
Like it.
I always like have to go to the Watch What Happens Live to like bring in my context, but them together was, but she was also a little
out of her mind.
There was a mania there. And like to even be like, oh, I love this. I've never been happier. Like in her, like,
I'm so glad this isn't me. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Because it is kind of you. No, Beverly Hills is going to bring.
Okay. I also am ready to talk about Kathy Hilton. So I think we have been robbed of seeing the Hilton sisters in peril, like hating each other. Yes. I will say like the Kim, like you stole my goddamn house. That was too much for me because that was like, that just hit too. I didn't like that. Yeah. With that said, the Kathy of it all, I've been waiting for, and especially Kathy and Kyle. Sometimes with Kim, it just feels like we're hitting like below the belt. Like it's not a fair fight, like, you know.
It's not a fair fight. Like she's dealing with like mental health, substance.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? And so it feels like, well, it's not. And all right,
Kathy, on the other hand, is Kathy fucking Hilton. This woman has more money than she knows what to do with, and is eating dinner at a TV tray every night. So like she's primed for the making of like, it's time for her star to fall. And she rose to the top last season, but now you guys, there are rumors. I'm going to read something from, this is from the Instagram account Your Moms Are Watching. It's just like a gossip, like Bravo gossip. This is what it says. Supposedly we know that there's something that happened while filming that made Kathy supposedly look really, really bad. And some reports were that she had been caught using like slurs while they were out one night filming. Now, again, all of this is completely like rumored. There's like no proof to it at all. This is literally just hearsay, but it's starting to kind of like, it matches a little bit of like this light rumors that people were talking about before. Now, Lisa Rinna has then supposedly started DMing accounts about these reports. And again, none of this is confirmed, but this is what Lisa Rinna supposedly DM'd another like T account. I can't even look at her. It's so hideous. And here's the thing. If you're going to be on a reality show, honey, and you're a homophobic racist, you probably should have stayed home. Lisa Rinna then went in on Big Kathy, AKA their mom, and said, one thing I can tell you, they got it from their mama. So when it all starts coming out, do some Googling and see where those words have been thrown around before. It's all in the family, honey. I mean, it's like, this is wild. Like,
because Lisa and Kyle are aligned of him.
Yes. Yes.
I have so many like things. Cause actually, to be honest with you, I had heard that there was like trouble afoot, but I've been busy over the week. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and I hadn't really time to digest this. So you're getting the live action digestion right now. So that like the one thing about Kathy Hilton that has always kind of like fascinated me in some sense with the fact that she was like this like bumbling, funny little character that we finally got to see last season. Mm-hmm. And I was part of that cohort.
Oh, same.
But we have to remember, and as you do, as we just mentioned, that there has been decades of strife between these three sisters, right? And it was serious. So, I mean, and I know that Kyle, I mean, I know Kyle's a queen of like dabbing her eyes and forcing mm-hmm. tears, whatever, but it was really bad. And Kathy, I feel like is the one who like put the foot down where like she like protected Kim from.
Yes.
So I think Kathy is, as much as she doesn't know that Red Bull has caffeine in it, she's no joke.
Yeah.
She is
probably also somebody who's like, she has spent her whole life in the spotlight.
That's appalling.
And I hope that isn't true. I hope Kathy would be somebody who would be able to like, I hope she wouldn't have such like an ugliness in her heart, but you also just have to, again, like this is
certain kinds of white people at certain kinds of tax brackets. I think just, I don't know that it's not innate, but it's a learned behavior, like to get into like, you know, like culturally, yeah. like historically, like, so it doesn't, like, I'm like, she, and she's that, like, she like she's a Mar-a-Lago type, like she, I don't know, like, so
yes.
that's not like, so it doesn't surprise me. I hope it's not true. But then is that what, because you said this was during filming, so is that like those like little tease scenes with like Rinna and Kyle on the couch, like,
I think Erica is gonna really latch on to this too, because Erica will take anyone who can take the heat off of her. But yeah, Karen, any other like Bravo adjacent things that you're
sort of, I mean, I don't know. No, I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted now because I'm just thinking about Kathy Hill.
I know. Like, I get it.
What's happening? I mean, I feel like I'm really just excited for the next couple of weeks about like from East Coast to the West Coast, like whatever. Oh, I was going to say, I want to plug something.
Please.
We're plug a Bravo show because they need the press. Below Deck Down Under. It's only on Peacock, right? But I've started watching it because I just watch everything. Very into it. I hope they move it to Bravo, whatever, because one, the captain is hot and the drama is good. There's this like Aisha from like one of the other franchises is mm-hmm. the chief, and there's this like girl named Magda who is just always like texting her boyfriend on the phone, nothing gets done. It's good. It's like what Below Deck, what I want from a Below Deck show. So mm-hmm. yes, there's Tartar Guest like puking in the hot tub and some kids cleaning it with like a colander, like the chef is an asshole, like, but like, so it has all the hallmarks of like Below Deck Men. But like, I don't know why they made Sailing Yacht and not Down Under first.
I know.
Sailing Yacht, I can't even watch like a promo for it. I'm like, oh, can you just like get back to my schedule programming? It irritates me so much.
I agree. I need a certain amount of space, deck space. And like the Sailing Yacht, I felt too cramped on.
What did you ever do? No, exactly. I can't picture myself. No, whatever. So anyway, if you're out there and you're looking for it, cause you know, we don't got like what's going to run on Monday. Like how we have to wait for Potomac for like another, right?
Oh, but I am waiting anxiously. Oh.
Are we going to see the Darby breakdown or no, that like chronologically, it doesn't really match up?
I think we might. And she is feeling herself, Ashley Darby, single era.
I want to meet that girl because she's never made sense to me, but I think she's so cute. I've always liked her,
same.
But I could never wrap my head around like the fact that you married, like, even for money, how much money? It's not that much.
I know,
money.
He's so gross.
I'll talk about Down Under. It's like an Australian restaurant that like literally a kangaroo on the menu. Like, the fact that she married like quote unquote for money and it's like just like, you know, 50 grand in a savings account. Like that's not what we're doing, honey.
Oh my God. Oh, Karen, so fun having you on here and I'm so grateful, and you will absolutely have to come back soon. We'll have to touch down on once Potomac comes back. Thank you so much. You want to let people know where they can check you out, read whatever it is that find you. I hate saying find you because people are like, please don't find me. And it's
like, find me. Like, I need protection. Yeah. No, I mean, of course you guys could like, yeah, you can find me on The Dip. That's, a lot of where you can find my, like my, like this kind of stuff. And yeah, on Instagram at Karen Ferratti, F-R-A-T-T-I. I'll spell it out for you.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, all things, all my thoughts.
All things Bravo. If you guys, musings, perfect way to put it. Karen, thank you so much. You guys, you can use the promo code SPRING for 95% off your first year subscription at The Dip. That makes it $3. And you can come talk to Karen, to me, to everybody about these topics. And until next week, I hope everyone has a fantastic week, a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I just realized.
It's summertime.
God, summertime. And stay cool and cheers, everyone. Thank you, Karen.
All right, thank you too. Bye.